Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Taino Sagrado, a.k.a. Sanacori, straight up from New York City, the territory of the Lenny Lenape, Guanishi, Hajon. Thank you for being here tonight, this evening. I checked out the stats this morning, and guess what? United States of America is in first place with all the listeners coming from throughout the states, okay? A lot of tough situations going on in the United States with the COVID-19, but we're fighting this and we're winning. Always keep in mind those who have died of the COVID. This is real. This is not a joke, but we stand in solidarity with one another. The Netherlands, amazing. You're tuning in the Netherlands. Any Tainos out there in the Netherlands? Well, guess what? I'm acknowledging you. Morocco. Can you believe that? Morocco. Also, we have some people from Nigeria tuning in. Nigeria, give you a shout out, our Nigerian family out there. And then we have the United Kingdom. Okay. We have Dominican Republic, Kiskei, Haiti. We have you, and I love you all for tuning in from that great super island. Also, Borinquen, Puerto Rico tunes in as well. Thank you so much. And I can't forget this great country called Canada, also tuning in. And all you listeners that are tuning in live, I thank you at home. I thank you so much for tuning in. All you future listeners who are downloading this show, thank you. Thank you so much. For the past 2 days, I've been talking about Guasavara. That's right, which means war or warrior. And this is Guasavara Taino Radio. Now, Guasavara is interesting. Hollywood portrays the warrior as a bloodthirsty person of war, you know. But in reality, for the past 2 days, I've been speaking about warriorship in a whole different way. Got some emails. You can always email me at tainosagrado at gmail.com. Give me your opinions and thoughts. You can hit me on Facebook as well, Taino Sagrado Sanacori. Look me up. I love the comments. There was some person that wrote me about that they never really saw warriorship as a person of compassion, you know. So check this out. Just a quick review. In part one of the training, I broke it down into phases. The phase one, you have to have a spirit of service. This is a true warrior, a spirit of service, okay? And I broke it up into four parts. One is nutrition, health, mental health, education, and civic duties, okay? And this is all related to the physical realm, okay? The physical as well as the mental. A lot of this deals with the physical. So this is a physical way of helping your community, okay? Nutrition, in the Taino tradition, we feed our people. Farming technology, still used to this day after thousands of years of perfecting farming techniques. The fishing, you know, it all echoes the warriorship of caring. Selfless acts of compassion, okay? Health, we want to make sure people are healthy. This is why we still have the medicinal plant remedies that were handed down from generation to generation. Mental health. This is where ceremonies come in. This is where the council of elders come in, where we can help our youth help one another figure these things out mentally. Educators. The warrior is an educator.
we try to teach the youth, the future generation, and civic, not civil, but civic duties. It's about service to your community members, and it's not about getting paid, okay? On warrior training day number two, we talked about spirituality. A warrior is deeply spiritual. What does that mean? A warrior will take a personal account of himself or herself for their growth, okay? So there's personal growth involved. Two, there's an expression of communal commitment. So the warrior is just not someone who gets stuck on himself or herself, but will share the gifts, the talents that they possess into the community, and not just the Taino community, indigenous Caribbean, but also others, okay, to others. The warrior is a person of deep, deep integrity, okay? A true warrior is a person that comes into a room and if people are gossiping, they stop gossiping because they know the warrior will shut them up, you know? Not physically, but through their integrity, okay? They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the slander and the gossip, okay? And people will whisper at this point, okay? So it's deep, deep integrity. How many times you remember our abuelos and abuelitas? You know, they were always about the rules. It was always about being organized, you know, being walking right, you know? It's all about integrity, you know? And then we talk about openness. We have to be open to other people. We can't be closed in, okay? And this echoes a lot of what a lot of the northern tribes, southern tribes, and the worldview of a lot of indigenous societies is that, you know, the creator, creatress gives us these gifts to each nation, to each people, and it's our job to share it with one another. Okay, and that's that spirit of openness, and this is what a warrior does. They're not afraid to go out and serve or to help or even to learn from others. So today, part three, warrior training, the warriorship of indigenous Caribbean tradition, peacekeepers, okay, the peacekeepers. And that phase is so important. And this is opposite image of what Hollywood portrays the warrior as a person of war, you know. But actually, warrior is maintaining the peace within the tribe, within the nation. They're peacekeepers. And at this point, part one of this phase is reason and rationale. A warrior is a person of reason, okay. We started with compassion, which is all about, you know, the feelings. But at this point, we're talking about reasoning, okay? When there's a problem, there's a solution, and the warrior will not stop until the solution is reached. And the key to this is how do we get the community to help one another, okay? So it's just not about one person solving the problems, but getting the community together, and that's what tribalism is all about. So as a peacekeeper, a true warrior is a person of rationale, of reasoning capacity. This is why they're well-educated, okay? Also, part two to this is diplomacy. It's very important during times of conflict. You know, we have to be diplomatic. We have to, you know, discuss, not being afraid to discuss the problems, okay? And sometimes we have to go out of our comfort level, you know, to seek compromise, to seek common ground, or to create a bridge. And this is very difficult, but in warriorship, diplomacy is very important. Our ancestors used this effectively back in the day. For example, there's documentation that states that the caciques, when it was conflict with another village or yucayeque, it was common for that chief to marry within that other clan or that other tribe, intermarried. It's funny, during the Spanish Indian Taino Wars, in Borinquen, there was a famous cacica. Her name was Yuisa, and she was actually killed by Taino rebels because she married a Spaniard official. And this, they felt like this was wrong for a chief to do this. But Yuisa was actually being traditional. She went out of the norm. I'm sorry. She went within the tradition of diplomacy. you know, marrying someone within that conflict that's bringing this oppression, most likely to bring about peace and safety to the people. Remember, it's all about the people. This is what the war is about. It's about helping the community, not seeking self-glorification or power, but power to the people, okay? And this leads to the third part of being a peacekeeper, and the third part is conflict resolution. How many times you read in Columbus's journal how the chiefs will reach out to him and try to find some kind of common ground, you know? Conflict resolution, I remember there's this little small island off Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic called Haiti, traditionally, Soama. And Soama is this little island, and there was a chief there. History does not note his name, but he was a chief of that small little island, and he took the responsibility of making cassava bread for the Spaniards, okay? So that was their job. His Yucayeque job was to produce as much cassava as possible to keep the Spanish happy, you know, so they don't become violent with the food. And according to history, he was killed. And this led to some amazing, incredible wars that occur in Santo Domingo, in Higüey, presently known as Higüey. And we're going to talk about this in the future. We'll talk about freedom fighters and the Taino community, the resistance, the rebellions. But again, I just want to introduce you to the concept that here's a chief, an unknown chief, we don't know his name, but that little small island in Soama, he was willing to, you know, he put his life on the line. He was killed for being of service. And most likely, this is the key aspect of conflict resolution. Let's try to resolve this conflict. You know, for them it was food. Again, back to nutrition, you know, which is service, compassionate acts, selfless acts of compassion. There we go. That's a true warrior. Now, the fourth aspect of peacekeeping, now bear with me, okay? Self-defense, okay? So what happens is when all rationale, when all diplomacy, conflict resolution cannot be reached, there is a moment in the life of the warrior and he or she may have to put their life on the line. But it's all about self-defense. It's not about annihilation. It's not about genocide. Okay? It's the last resort, you know. And maintaining peace may be getting those grandparents, getting those children out the way, going up those mountains, like Omakau did during the rebellion in Borinquen. You know, he fought the Spanish in Omakau, presently known as Omakau, in that territory, in which they found helmets, they found armor, they found swords buried. And they didn't find one Taino bone, okay? But they found these Spanish. So most likely there was a war that went on right there, a battle. And then that's when Omakau took his village, and they went up to, it was a four-day march, and they went to Yunque to live for the next 300 years or so. So self-defense, it's our last resort. It's to maintain peace for the people, okay? Not for the oppressor, but peace, maintain peace for the people. And sometimes you have to retreat, you have to leave, you have to relocate. But the warrior will take responsibility, okay, to make sure the people are safe. And sometimes it means their death. And this meant, back in the day, for many of our warriors, it meant death, okay? So this is a very harsh reality. Sometimes in Hollywood, in romance books, whatever, of our romanticism of our people, we usually start the violence first, you know, the self-defense aspect, because of the oppression that took place, a lot of oppression that took place. So, of course, we're going to remember the wars. We're going to remember the bloodbaths. And this is unfortunate. It's part of our DNA memory now, that intergenerational trauma that I mentioned yesterday. But remember, peacekeeping doesn't mean you're a pacifist as well. Many of our warriors take arms. We have sophisticated weapons such as macanas, the bow and arrow, axes, and so on. According to a lot of archaeologists that have studied these artifacts, they say that the axes were most likely used and the daggers for ceremonial reasons. But we did have the macana, which is like the war club, and we did have bow and arrow. We were not sophisticated like the Spaniards. They had guns, gunpowder. They had armor. They had horses. They had dogs trained to mutilate. So it was definitely a disadvantage. And their ultimate weapon was germs, germ warfare. And we saw this when 20,000 invaders went to Mexico. And literally 25 million indigenous people died because of germs. So here we have it, part one, service, okay, which is very, very connected to the physical realm, okay? Part two, spirituality. The warrior is very spiritual. In the northern tradition, people like Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, these were medicine people, you know? Most people know them as warriors, you know? And also peacekeepers. You know, in Higüey, there was a famous battle against the Spanish, and I'm not going to go more into I'm not going to go too detailed on this. There's going to be a future show on the rebellions in Quisqueya and also Puerto Rico, Borinquen. But this is pretty exciting. A battle that took place right after that unknown chief died. And what happened was, when the Spanish charged with their horses, the Bejiques, the medicine people, created these fires. And I guess at the time the Spaniards thought it was like a blockade, you know. But, you know, with horses, they could jump over the fire. There was no problem with that. But guess what? At the very last minute, when the horses charged, the Bejiques put these poisonous plants in the fire, which created this toxin smoke, which killed the soldiers or the invaders. First documented use of biological warfare weapons. So the Bejiques, they were there. They were there because it was all about self-defense. Okay. Now I want to get into the argument of pacifism and whatever, but you know, when your people is in a face of annihilation, and when you try diplomacy, when you try rationale, you know, the naming ceremonies, the Guatiao ceremony, when the chiefs will offer their names to the invader so they can create this peace. It's all about peacekeeping, you know. But last resort, it's self-defense. Most likely it's retreat, relocation, protecting the elderly, protecting the youth. At this time, I want to give a shout-out to some of the warriors out there who are doing a great, great job, okay? And there's a lot of warriors out there who are selflessly doing a lot of acts of mercy, of compassion. One of my cousins, believe it or not, today is her birthday, Vilquis Benu. She's an up-and-coming Bejique in the Taino community. Also, my sister, Maria Ramos, is her birthday as well. Virgo's in the house. What do you think about that? In the Native American astrology, according to Sun Bear, you are the grizzly bear. Very sacred animal, spiritual animal. So I'm going to play you a song, all you Virgos out there. Bidkis, if you hear me, this is the Atabe song, and it was written and created by the late Edwin Cedeño, okay? Honoring the Earth Mother, Atabe. So here we go. Let's see if we got no technical difficulties. Yep, I'm having problems with my studio here. Come on, it's for the birthday people out there. Atabe song. You know, my studio has been giving problems. I email Block Talk Radio today, telling them that I'm having problems. And it's not good. Just like last night when I played the Medicine Man song, it gave me some problems. So this is the problem with cyber radio. Sometimes we're going to have some issues. I need an old-fashioned DJ set. What do you think? But I'm working on it. Because I got some exciting birthdays tonight. So, Edwin, if you're out there listening to me in the spirit world, please help me out here. Yeah, I'm having some problems. I can sing the song. I know the song well. Edwin taught me well. But I'm trying to get him to sing it. Just give me a second. Part of warriorship is to be patient, right? And you got to be really patient. Okay. My studio panel is not working too well. But let's not give up, all. Got to be patient. During time of conflict. Okay, well, I'm going to sing. I know the song where I was taught to me by him. If I can get it working, I'll let him take over. One more round. Atabira wa wa bibi wa wa la ba ba. Atabira wa wa bibi wa wa la bibi. Atabira wa wa suwi mako. Atabira wa wa suwi mako. Atabira wa wa bibi wa. Wala baba, atabira wa wa bibi wa wala bibi, atabira wa wa sui mako, atabira wa wa sui mako. That's a little song that Andrew Cedeno, awesome song. Sorry I couldn't play the cut, but the studio panel has been giving me some problems. I still love Block Talk Radio, but I have to get some help from them. And it's a little distracting, but this is what happens in life. When we get these distractions in life, we just have to do our best. Create what we can. And as warriors, we show compassion, even especially to ourselves. So thank you for tuning in today. If you have anyone that wants to call in, actually I have some minutes here. And if you want to call in, the number is 515-602-9792. 515-602-9792. 92. You can call in. That's right.
Agua, agua, vivi,
This is Guasala Taino Radio, a call-in by Edwin, the late Edwin Cedeno. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, part three. Tomorrow is going to be part four, the last part of warriorship in the indigenous Caribbean tradition and contemporary thoughts on this. Thank you for tuning in, and guess what? Let's keep praying for one another. Stay healthy and be well.